Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the ionospheric prediction service in Sydney, New South Wales, and the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology advises that the level of solar activity is now considered to be very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 91, that's 9-1, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 36, that's 3-6. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. So it just means that high frequency broadcasting on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long haul transmission circuits on frequencies above about 13 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. We're currently moving through the last phase of sunspot cycle number 24, and the latest available information is that this cycle is not now expected to close until around this time in the year 2018. In the meantime, we have some news concerning monitoring propagation news, most here in Melbourne. This is a short summary of propagation signals noted between 2000 and 2030 in the 31 metre band. 9380, All India Radio with its national service. 9480, NHK Radio Japan from the Yamada transmitting station in Japanese. And 9525, China Radio International in Russian from China, Chinese transmitting station. And the 9535, a very strong DRM digital signal from Radio Romania International broadcasting in French. And 9555, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Riyadh, broadcasting in Arabic. And 9565, Adventist World Radio from the Nauen, Germany relay station, with programming to Africa. Some shortwave news now from our European monitors. Test transmissions of the Armenian public radio continue to be heard in Eastern Europe on 7320 and 9580. They include 0555 to 0803 to Western Asia in Armenian, and also in parallel on the 31 metre band on 9580. Transmitting power was 100 kilowatts and the antenna is 192 degrees. And another test transmission of the Armenian public radio noted 1055 to 1117 on 6155 in Armenian to Western Asia, and 1100 to 1116 on 7520 in Armenian to Western Asia. And a station known as the New Shortwave Radio, actually it's a program, broadcast to Europe on 6160, very low powered, only 10 watts, and uses 6160 between 1400 and 1600 in English on Mondays to Saturdays to northwestern Europe, and in the 75 metre band on 3975, from 1600 to 1800, also in English, and that's Mondays to Saturdays. It appears that the two frequencies alternate at different times. Also from Eastern Europe, All India Radio, good signals with the national service. Between 0900 and 1200, there's a new frequency noted here on 9865. It's 500 kilowatts, beam 35 degrees at 035 in Hindi to Southern Asia. And the national channel, noted on 9380, 1320 to midnight 40, 250 kilowatts in Hindi and English. So those were some signals noted recently by our monitors in Europe, thanks to the SWLDX Bulgaria newsletter. Information from monitors in Europe advised that the KBS, the Korean Broadcasting System, World Radio, that's in South Korea, with its programs in Russian and English, have been heard recently between 1300 and 1400 on 9645, that's to Central Asia in Russian, 100 kilowatts, 319 degrees antenna, and 1400 to 1700 on 9785 to Southern Asia in English, that's 250 kilowatts, and antenna is 264 degrees. And the voice of the people of Somaliland via the Talata relay station, noted in Europe between 1900 and 1930 on 7325 to East Africa in the Somali language, very good reception with 250 kilowatts, antenna 355 degrees. And some more notes now from Melbourne. Monitoring in Melbourne between 2015 and 2030, this time in the 25 metre band. Quite good signals, short path signals from Europe, Africa and the Middle East. They include 11880, Adventist World Radio, from the Moosbrunn, Austria relay station, broadcasting in the Diula language. 11700 Radio France International, broadcasting in Hausa from the Issoudun transmitting station. And 11590, the Overcomer Ministry, broadcasting from Kostinbrud, that's Sofia in Bulgaria, with English. And two frequencies for the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, 11915 and 11820, both carrying the same program in Arabic. And 11860, Sana Radio, broadcasting from the relay station in Saudi Arabia in Arabic. And that is one of many Middle Eastern stations heard in that 25 meter band between 2015 and 2030. The BBC has launched its new Korean language service covering North Korea. It's noted by various sources that the DPRK government may already be jamming or blocking some of the shortwave frequencies. Again, this Korean language program, an announcement from the UK's national broadcaster reads, and will transmit news and radio to the entire Korean peninsula. Its Korean language programming forms part of 11 new foreign language services that the BBC called the biggest expansion of its world service since the 1940s. BBC reports that BBC Korea will be reporting a fair and impartial news based on the tradition the BBC World Service has established. The new Korean language service will broadcast 30-minute long programs for a period of 3 hours on shortwave frequencies and 1 hour on medium wave frequencies each day. The service starts at 15:30, that's UTC, while the medium wave broadcast starts at 16:30. The programming will cover current events, the economy, sports and culture. The North Korean government is reported strictly controls information flows into the country and already blocks some frequencies used by other radio broadcasters such as the Voice of America, Radio Free Asia, Free North Korea Radio, among others. It's not clear how easily the frequencies that the BBC broadcasts on shortwave can be heard in the DPRK. However, one expert familiar with radio in the north said the frequencies of 5810 and 9940 are jammed, and the 1341 medium wave frequency is on the air, although it was not known whether it was subject to interference. The jamming is so strong it obliterates the signal even in Seoul, a reporter said, trying to hear the stations on shortwave. So, that's the story on the new program from the BBC in Korean. And interesting to see if that jamming continues or whether the station will adopt a policy introduced by the Voice of America some years ago when frequencies for programs in Korean were changed almost on an hourly basis. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, and the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology advises that the level of solar activity is now considered to be very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 91, that's 9.1, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 36, that's 3.6. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. So it just means that high frequency broadcasting on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long-haul transmission circuits on frequencies above about 13 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. We're currently moving through the last phase of sunspot cycle number 24, and the latest available information is that this cycle is not now expected to close until around this time in the year 2018. In the meantime, we have some news concerning monitoring propagation news, most here in Melbourne. This is a short summary of propagation signals noted between 2000 and 2030 in the 31 metre band. 9380 All India Radio with its national service. 9480 NHK Radio Japan from the Yamada transmitting station in Japanese. And 9525 China Radio International in Russian from China, Chinese transmitting station. And the 9535, a very strong DRM digital signal from Radio Romania International, broadcasting in French. And 9555, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Riyadh, broadcasting in Arabic. And 9565, Adventist World Radio from the Nauen, Germany relay station with programming to Africa. Some shortwave news now from our European monitors. Test transmissions of the Armenian public radio continue to be heard in Eastern Europe on 7320 and 9580. They include 0555 to 0803 to Western Asia in Armenian, and also in parallel on the 31 metre band on 9580. Transmitting power is 100 kilowatts and the antenna is 192 degrees. And another test transmission of the Armenian public radio noted 1055 to 1117 on 6155 in Armenian to Western Asia, and 1100 to 1116 on 7520 in Armenian to Western Asia. And a station known as the New Shortwave Radio, actually it's a program, broadcast to Europe on 6160, very low powered, only 10 watts, and uses 6160 between 1400 and 1600 in English on Mondays to Saturdays to northwestern Europe, and in the 75 metre band on 3975 from 1600 to 1800, also in English, and that's Mondays to Saturdays. It appears that the two frequencies alternate at different times. Also from Eastern Europe, All India Radio, good signals with the national service. Between 0900 and 1200, there's a new frequency noted here on 9865. It's 500 kilowatts, beam 35 degrees at 035 in Hindi to Southern Asia. And the national channel, noted on 9380, 1320 to midnight 40, 250 kilowatts in Hindi and English. So those were some signals noted recently by our monitors in Europe, thanks to the SWLDX Bulgaria newsletter. Information from monitors in Europe advise that the KBS, the Korean Broadcasting System, World Radio, that's in South Korea, with its programs in Russian and English, have been heard recently between 1300 and 1400 on 9645, that's to Central Asia in Russian, 100 kilowatts, 319 degrees antenna, and 1400 to 1700 on 9785 to Southern Asia in English, that's 250 kilowatts, and antenna is 264 degrees. And the voice of the people of Somaliland via the Talata relay station, noted in Europe between 1900 and 1930 on 7325 to East Africa in the Somali language, very good reception with 250 kilowatts, antenna 355 degrees. And some more notes now from Melbourne, monitoring in Melbourne between 2015 and 2030, this time in the 25 metre band. Quite good signals, short path signals from Europe, Africa and the Middle East. They include 11880, Adventist World Radio, from the Moosbrunn, Austria relay station, broadcasting in the Diula language. 11700, Radio France International, broadcasting in Hausa from the Issoudun transmitting station. And 11590, the Overcomer Ministry, broadcasting from Kostinbrud, that's Sofia in Bulgaria, with English. And two frequencies for the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, 11915 and 11820, both carrying the same program in Arabic. And 11860, Sana Radio, broadcasting from the relay station in Saudi Arabia in Arabic. And that is one of many Middle Eastern stations heard in that 25 metre band between 2015 and 2030. The BBC has launched its new Korean language service covering North Korea. It's noted by various sources that the DPRK government may already be jamming or blocking some of the shortwave frequencies. Again, this Korean language program, an announcement from the UK's national broadcaster reads, and will transmit news and radio to the entire Korean peninsula. Its Korean language programming forms part of 11 new foreign language services that the BBC called the biggest expansion of its world service since the 1940s. BBC reports that BBC Korea will be reporting a fair and impartial news based on the tradition the BBC World Service has established. The new Korean language service will broadcast 30-minute long programs for a period of 3 hours on shortwave frequencies and 1 hour on medium wave frequencies each day. The service starts at 15:30, that's UTC, while the medium wave broadcast starts at 16:30. The programming will cover current events, the economy, sports and culture. The North Korean government has reported strictly controls information flows into the country and already blocks some frequencies used by other radio broadcasters such as the Voice of America, Radio Free Asia, Free North Korea Radio, among others. It's not clear how easily the frequencies that the BBC broadcasts on shortwave can be heard in the DPRK. However, one expert familiar with radio in the North said the frequencies of 5810 and 9940 are jammed, and the 1341 medium wave frequency is on the air, although it was not known whether it was subject to interference. The jamming is so strong it obliterates the signal even in Seoul, a reporter said, trying to hear the stations on shortwave. So, that's the story on the new program from the BBC in Korean. And interesting to see if that jamming continues or whether the station will adopt a policy introduced by the Voice of America some years ago when frequencies for programs in Korean were changed almost on an hourly basis. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.